Straight Up with Stassi.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stassi Schroeder.
She's the star of Bravo's Vanderpump Rules.
I'm here to talk about pop culture, reality TV, celeb gossip, relationships.
Stassi's new podcast is a hilarious look at the world and everyone in it.
I want to give my opinion on everything.
And she's never one to hold back on any topic.
Because that's what I do best. Judge.
This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Hey, 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 hey. What's going on, guys? Stassi here. Before I start this podcast, can you guys go take a survey online? It's playitsurvey.com. I know I've been asking y'all to do a lot, like go and review my podcast, but only if you're going to give it like 5 stars and good reviews on iTunes. And thank you for that. You guys have been so great. Seriously, I so appreciate it. But playitsurvey.com is basically, my bosses want to find out what you guys are like. So if you can just like go take a little quiz thing, that would be awesome. Playitsurvey.com. Thanks, guys. So big day today. Again, this is my like extra podcast that I'm doing, and I still can't decide on a title, and I've narrowed it down to my top 4 favorites. 3 of you guys came up with, 3 of them actually. So we have the Ask Stassi. So if you don't know what this is, if this is the first time you're tuning into my podcast, welcome. Basically, I've been trying to think of a name to call my extra podcast that I'm doing every week. And because I'm answering your emails for the most part, we were thinking of doing like Khaleesi, hashtag Khaleesi questions. But then I just feel like people are going to be like, I'm not going to click on that if they don't know what a Khaleesi is. So I just don't know if it'll get a lot of attention. So the super basic person that I am just thought, okay, what about hashtag Ask Stassi? Because then I feel like people would know that I'm answering questions, right? But then you guys were tweeting me and emailing me and stuff, and I have 3 other favorites. Someone said Share with Stassi, because you guys are sharing things with me. Somebody else said Shots with Stassi, which obviously I'm obsessed with, because I'm an alcoholic, well, a functioning alcoholic. But I'm also scared that people are going to think I'm like copying off of Chloe and Patrick, my boyfriend, like Cocktails with Chloe and Cocktails with Patrick. Does it sound like I'm copying, or is it okay? And then I also liked Stassi Snippets. That's so cute, right? I need you guys to like tweet me and like vote or something. Is if there's like a way that I can like make like a poll question and like put it on my Twitter so that you guys can vote, and then I'll just do whatever you guys vote on. If you know anything about that, get in touch, holler at your girl, because it's stressing me out. I just want to know what the title's going to be. White girl problems. You know what I mean? So today I saw a lizard and I thought it was an alien. No, I'm not. I'm not kidding. So I was outside walking my dogs and I was looking. All of a sudden, I noticed there was this like line moving through the grass. And I'm like, what is that? Like magic? A ghost? I don't know. And then finally, when it was like moving past the grass, it was like an extra long freaking lizard. And I'm like, that lizard looked more like a tall gray or an alien or some shit instead of just like your standard earth reptile. You know what I mean? So I texted Sheena, my Nina, and I said, I think I just saw a tall gray as a lizard. Like, was it maybe shape-shifting? Can tall grays shape-shift into animals, or are they only shape-shifting into people? You know? I mean, it's a good question. But then Sheena said, well, there are reptilians, a.k.a. reptoids. So that's probably the alien species that my lizard friend was, I think. I mean, right? I should probably research that. If you're listening right now thinking about the fact that I sound like a psychopath, well, so be it. I'm sorry. I'm in a weird mood today. I don't know. I just like haven't been having like the best few days. I've just been feeling kind of down and I don't really know why. And so I'm trying to figure that out. Maybe it's just too much weed, you know, maybe too much stoner Stassi is going on. Except I don't smoke that much. I only like take an edible like right before bed so that I can fall asleep. But then lately I've just been waking up and just like not feeling very happy. I hope it's just like hormones and stuff like that because I don't want to be like a downer. Okay, so before I get to y'all's questions, I want to announce because I said that me, Sheena, Shay, Katie Maloney and Kristen and Rachel's joining too. We will all be in Connecticut May 7th at Foxwood. A lot of y'all wrote me asking where exactly we'll be at Foxwood because Foxwood, when I guess you guys have called and couldn't find anything about our appearance, we're still trying to decide if it'll be like a pool party appearance or a meet and greet or a club appearance. All we know is that our flights are taking us to Foxwood to do something on May 7th for Sheena's birthday. So if you live on the East Coast and it's easy to get at, you know, come say hi. And especially if you tell me you're a Khaleesi, I'll be more inclined to want to hang because, you know, you're my girls or my guys. No discriminating. So, yeah, cool announcement there. I want to talk a little bit, though, about Southern Charm. Listen, I'm officially caught up. Annabelle had been trying to get me to watch Southern Charm for, I feel like, over 6 months, and I had never seen an episode, and I finally decided to commit, and I have watched every single one, and I'm obsessed. It's filling my Bachelor Scream Queens void, and I couldn't be happier about it. I feel like I just want to be friends with all of them, and I'm like, this is a cast of people that I feel like none of them are like so unlike. I don't hate any of them. Granted, it's reality TV, so I try not to judge a lot since it's I don't know any of them personally. But like legit, I feel like I like every cast member. I just want to live in Charleston and do fancy things with Patricia. Patricia is goals. Goals AF. Not gonna lie. I go to bed every night just dreaming that I could be like Patricia, that I will be Patricia in 20 to 30 years. Okay, I did have a problem with something. Why does everyone gang up on Catherine? Like, why are all the dudes ganging up on Catherine? To me, that's like kind of weird. Like, what did she really do to anyone? Because honestly, like, do they not like her because she's hooked up with everyone? Because, well, all the dudes have hooked up with everyone, so why is it okay for them to do it, but she can't do it? I mean, I know she's a little psycho or cuckoo on camera. I mean, is that why they don't like her? I mean, she makes for really entertaining TV. I just, like, I want to figure out why the other cast members have such a big problem with her. Because I don't feel like she really did anything to hurt anyone. It kind of just feels unfair. I'm getting too involved. And Thomas or whatever the heck, like talking about how he isn't obligated to give her any money until there's a court order or something. Like, why wouldn't you want to give her money? Like, she's the mother of your children. Don't you, like, you have a shit ton of money. You have stuff to spare. Like, why wouldn't you want to? And isn't like that what being a Southern gentleman is all about? You know, everyone talks about how they have such good manners and they're Southern gentlemen and like good guys, good girls. Well, like, help your baby mama out, you know? I need to get some of those Southern Charm cast members on Straight Up with Stassi. Ask them a few hard-hitting journalistic questions, if you know what I mean. Ooh, if you're playing that game where I say, you know what I mean, and you take a shot, do it. stop making fun of me. Okay, so I'm going to answer some of your questions right now. I got a lot of Botox questions. Like, people you know, asking about how you go about deciding whether you need Botox, what the difference is between Botox and fillers, how to pick a doctor, where to do it, if I like it or whatever. I do Botox when I'm not filming, typically, because I like expression when I watch TV. And so I feel like if I do it between seasons, like while I'm not filming anything, then it's just going to like make my like the lines and wrinkles a little less noticeable once it wears off during filming. I wish I knew more about Botox, but I just feel like my theory is that if you start doing it young, but not too much, then like maybe you'll just never get wrinkles, right? I mean, it hasn't been around long enough to know what like the real long lasting effects are. I don't like when people get too much Botox. The difference between Botox and fillers is, well, Botox just like, I think, what is it, like paralyze your muscles? Fillers is you're putting something in your face to plump it. So Botox isn't like plumping anything. It's just like paralyzing your muscles. Botox goes away within like 3 months. So if you try it once and you don't like it, it's not permanent or anything. So yeah, I don't recommend getting Groupons, like Botox Groupons. I've known a lot of people that have done that, and I just think that weirds me out. Like anything going in your face, you should probably just pay the right amount of money for it. My mom has Botox parties where she's like an esthetician that she knows comes to her house. Jesus. But I go to the guy, my plastic surgeon, who did my breast reduction, because my theory is anyone who can cut open a body and like know exactly how to put things together the right way is probably going to be good at Botox, right? I mean, it's just like a needle where you just stick it in for 1 second. So if you're thinking about getting Botox, I say just like go and try it, you know? If you don't like it, it'll wear off. So who cares? Okay. Another email I got. Shit, I had just screenshotted it, so I'm sorry that I can't say your name. One of the questions was asking about my breast reduction and did the weight on the scale significantly go down after my surgery? No. That was so annoying. First of all, that's another question I get from so many people asking if the breast reduction and / lift was worth it and whether they should do it. That's the most, like, I'm saying the best thing I've ever done. That is the, like, money well fucking spent. I would have spent even more had I known that, like, how awesome it was going to feel to have smaller, perkier boobs. I recommend it to anybody who's thinking about it, but no, you're not going to lose weight. After I got it, I remember right after I like came out of the, what's it called? Oh man, anesthesia. I was like, how much weight did I lose? And they said they weighed what they took off and it was only 0.5 pound. So super disappointing. I didn't magically get skinnier. But it's the best. I still have really bad scars, and they will go away eventually. But I would, even if they didn't go away, I would still do the reduction all over again. Oh, it was the best. She was asking also about my favorite nail shape, color, and design these days. I'm liking like longer, like not like super long nails, like nails that are long, but naturally. Or at least to make it look like they're your natural nails. And I like the almond oval shape. I just feel like that's really elegant. And I'm into nail art, but like chic nail art. Like I'm not really into bright colors. I like negative space and then maybe use like white or a neutral and black and maybe some like gold or like a muted sky blue so that it matches everything. I don't need any like pops of green and yellow and red to like fuck up my outfits. You know what I'm saying? So I like doing nail art that is kind of like geometric and in pretty muted colors, lots of neutrals. That's what I'm loving. She also asked, is my blog going to be updated soon? Yeah, I'm trying to redo the whole website because I just feel like it could be so much more than just photos of pretty clothes. And it's not really my personality. I don't think my personality is that of like a typical fashion blogger. You know, I'm not just going to take pretty photos, put them online, and then that's it. I want to make the website and the blog more like the podcast. I want it to be more interactive. I want it to be more well-rounded, more lifestyle situations. I definitely want to focus on home decor also, but I want it to be entertaining and funny. And, you know, I could talk about my favorite restaurant, go in there and do a segment with them. And I just want people to feel like it's like a community. And so I'm talking with people on how exactly to do that. So listen, hopefully sooner than later. Do you guys hear that dog barking? It's not even my dog's. It's my next door neighbor's dog. And it won't shut the F up. It's driving me insane. I don't get it. Like, how can you bark for that long? If my dogs can be good while I'm doing this, you can. Ugh. God, I don't know. Okay, I'm going to try and like not think about it. I have a new thing for you guys. If you like listening to podcasts, then you definitely like listening to books on, not books on tape. I mean, because we don't have tape anymore, but listening to books instead of reading them. And right now, audible.com is giving you guys, only my listeners, a free 30-day trial and a free audiobook. But you have to do audible.com/... Oh, shit. I think it's Straight Up with Stassi. I don't even know if they told me. Oh, no. Yeah, it's just /Stassi. So audible.com, audible.com/Stassi. You guys, this is a great spot to go, especially if I've been talking about that Five Love Languages book. If you don't have time to read, go to audible.com and just listen to it while you're in your car. Audible.com works with your smartphones or Kindles or iPods or MP3, whatever the heck you have. So it's super easy to use. And they have over 180,000 audiobooks. That's a shit ton. So if you like podcasts, this is right up your alley. I personally love to listen to podcasts and audiobooks when I'm driving, and even over music. So I am obsessed with this kind of stuff. And right now, you can do it for free, so you have nothing to lose. Audible.com/Stassi, and you get a free 30-day trial plus a free audiobook. So that is what is up. All right, I have a lovely lady that emailed me saying that she's getting married in 50 days, and she was watching the show, Vanderpump Rules, and she said, when I came up on the finale, she said, that's the tan I want to be. And her husband said, Stassi tan or Jack's tan? Obs, Stassi tan. But that was funny. And she's asking what the process is, the way that I tan, and what is my skinny secret? Well, thank you for calling me skinny. That was nice. This is how I'll say it, because they kind of go hand in hand. When I need to look good for something, like, I start like 2 weeks ahead of time, and I don't eat carbs at all. I don't drink beer or wine. Those are my two favorite things. I could drink beer all day long and then just like end the day with a bottle of wine, and I would just be so happy. So I don't drink beer, wine, or have carbs for 2 weeks. And then I go, normally I just spray tan, and I alternate between doing the Mystic Tan or having somebody airbrush me. But if I have to look good for something, I will go in a tanning bed for like 5 minutes. I don't really recommend that because it's so dangerous, but I do this very rarely. And then I will either get an airbrush tan or I'll do the Mystic myself. And then I just like don't shower for like 48 hours and I smell like shit, but at least I look good, super tan. And then once you finally do wash yourself, I'm kidding, I don't really do that. Or do I? Once you finally wash yourself, you can just keep reapplying self-tanner or just use a shit ton of moisturizer. I wish I had like healthy advice for people who are trying to lose weight or look their best. But I'm just telling you what I do. Please don't follow my advice because it's not like I'm not the picture of health. I'm just saying what works for me. So good luck with that. 50 days and counting till you become married. Totes exciting. Okay, so I got a question that is my favorite question I've ever been asked, and I've been trying to think of what my answer would be. But basically, I say basically too much too. Sorry. I'm going to quit trying to do that. Okay. She asked, where is your perfect day? If you could do anything you wanted all day, money is not an object, what would it be? Okay. Are calories an object too? Not an object? So let's just say money's not a question and calories aren't a question. You know what I mean? Like, no matter what I put in my body, I would still look my best. So let's just pretend. It makes this way more fun. So I would wake up late and someone would have already taken my dogs out for me. Like Patrick would have already done all that. So I don't have to worry about it. And then I would probably spend the day on a yacht in like the south of France because I love water. I love the beach. I love being on a boat and I like doing fun like water sporty things. To me, that's really fun. Like that's the perfect situation. And I would have a shit ton of my friends and my family all there and a shit ton of booze, a lot of beer, but it wouldn't matter because calories aren't a thing, and every single one of my favorite foods. So we could like just go back and forth between jumping in the water and going on jet skis, paddle boarding, then getting back on the yacht and tanning and drinking and eating. I mean, is there anything better than that? And then after that all, okay, so after that, then I would be able to get off the yacht in like some awesome city, go shopping, go to like Bergdorf's if they had it in Europe, buy whatever the heck I want, go to a nice dinner, and then stay the night in a haunted house. I mean, has anyone else come up with a better day? Like, that's pretty legit. It would be a haunted house that a helicopter would pick me up from Bergdorf's or dinner, wherever. And in France, let's say it's in France, and the helicopter would take me to the middle of like England, or all of us, the middle of England, to like an old, like manor-ish looking haunted house where like people have been living there for hundreds and hundreds of years. And like we could do like a seance, tell ghost stories, maybe play hide and seek. I mean, is there any game funner, more fun, whatever, than hide and seek? Imagine that in a freaking giant haunted house. I just think I might be a genius. I mean, am I a genius or is that not the best day ever? I mean, that is the best day ever. She also asked, what is the best date you've ever been on, or what is the nicest thing a guy has ever done for you? I think the best date I've ever been on was the night I met Patrick, because it wasn't supposed to be a date, but it was just such like a magical night. I don't know if I've ever told this story. Well, I stalked him, and basically I was in New York, and I kept saying like, would you like to meet up with me? We've been texting each other, da 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 da, and he like kept making up excuses. And then he finally, I said, okay, it was my last day there, and I'm like, I'm gonna be at the Mondrian on the rooftop bar, like with one of my friends. I would love to meet you, last chance. And he actually showed up. And it was one of the first times I had like really been on like a rooftop bar in New York. So I was already so exciting because of, you know, the environment. And we just got along so well and kept going to like different places, and then went and had drinks at my hotel and all that. And it was just so easy and so romantic and so fun. Yeah, I feel like I can't think of anything that could top that, honestly. So I spent this whole morning and day reading y'all's emails. Thank you for that. And I am very sorry that I can't respond to everyone. It gets harder and harder to respond to people because I get more every day. But I read all of them. I make it a huge point to spend hours reading them. Just I like connecting with you, and I think it's fun, and I like learning about y'all's lives, and it's been so cool to read everybody's emails, because I just feel like everyone who emails me seems to have the exact same sense of humor that I do and talks the same way I do. And so it's like us Khaleesi's have like this like band, like this club where we're all similar in different ways, and we're all over the world, and we have this like common thread, this podcast where we can like relate to each other. God, I'm getting so weird right now. But it's really cool. Bottom line, I read all your emails and I love them. But today I read one from somebody who I think needs a shout out, because she's having a pretty shitty day. Alexis, I won't say her last name, but I'm sorry. I'm just going to read your email real fast. Because I just feel like I've been feeling down, like I said, I know a lot of you are feeling down and confused about life, and or feeling like you're in a hole, or you might be at rock bottom. And when I read her email, it made me realize my life's pretty good. I don't have any reason to be upset. So that's why I feel the need to read this email to you. She says, I hope you're having a better morning than me. Woke up today and found out I failed the Florida bar. I owe $275,000 in student loans, and payments start in a month and a half. The family business is failing. I can't get a job. Almost a year ago, me and my boyfriend of 7 years broke up. Of course, he's dating someone else. My acne came back, and the doctor says it's time for my third round of Accutane since I was 15. And in the past year, I've gained 20 pounds. I'm only 5 feet. I'm a fucking whale. Things are pretty rough. Trying to stay positive, but it's tough. Thanks for letting me vent. See, guys, she probably had the worst day ever. Like, she needs a pick-me-up. Alexis, I wish so badly that your day gets better or your week gets better. And I'm telling you, I relate to this because I felt like I was at rock bottom last summer. I had a few months where I just thought, do I move back to New Orleans? Like, the world, I don't even know what I want in life anymore. Like, I didn't know. I felt like I was in a hole. And it only gets better. And you really, truly appreciate when life is good after having experienced being very depressed and miserable. So I'm hoping that something good happens for you. And I know all of the Khaleesi's are sending you lots of love. Please don't be mad at me for sharing your email. I didn't say your last name. I hope you don't care. But I feel bad if you do care. Oh, somebody also said to me today, well, this email made me sad. You know how I've been talking about the Sephora Airbrush Foundation? How, like, I'm obsessed with it. It stays on forever. Well, Amelia emailed me and said that she went to Sephora to get it, and the people there told her that they're discontinuing it because, like, the chemicals in it, like, aren't good for your skin or something, and that people in general should stay away from all forms of, like, can foundation or something. And while I should have just said thank you, I won't use that stuff anymore since it's bad for your skin, instead I went online and bought 10 because I don't care if it hurts my skin, because it looks so good and it hasn't done anything thus far. So if that shit's being discontinued, I better stock up. So thank you, Amelia, for telling me that, so I went and I could stock up. Yeah, I don't want to recommend something that's bad for your faces, but I don't know, it just, like, does the trick. Especially when, like, for photos or being on camera, like, that shit covers up anything. So if you're interested in getting one of those foundations, I would recommend hustling and getting your butt over to Sephora or online and ordering it. I use two different colors. When I'm tan, I use medium. And then when I'm not tan, I use the light one with, I think, yellow undertones to balance out like the redness in my skin. Because I've been getting questions as to like, well, what's the shade that I use? So yeah, that's what that is. Cool. All right, guys. Ooh, can I just say, another email I was reading, somebody said, called someone a real frittata. And then she says that her and her friends use the word frittata instead of saying the word retard, because I accidentally use the word retarded, and I apologize when I do that. I feel bad. And so I think we should all adopt frittata. Like, oh my God. Like, instead of saying, okay, let's not say the word retard again. Let's say loser. So instead of calling someone a loser, just be like, ugh, DJ James Kennedy is such a frittata. Right? I love it. Okay. That's it for my extra pod. I'm going to try and figure out how to do like a poll question thing so we can come up with a name for it. I have Tom Schwartz coming on the podcast. We're recording that a little later, and that will be out in a couple days. All right. Bye, Khaleesi's.